Tom Hunter pays for plane to bring Alex Salmond's body home, date modified colon 2024-10-17T13:43:41.718Z, description colon the businessman has been revealed as the private donor funding the former First Minister's repatriation, Tom Hunter pays for plane to bring Alex Salmond's body home, PA Media. Sir Tom Hunter says the former First Minister and his family deserve dignity and privacy. Businessman and philanthropist Sir Tom Hunter has paid for the plane flying Alex Salmond's body home from North Macedonia. The former First Minister died of a heart attack on Saturday while attending a conference in North Macedonia. Sir Tom has chartered a plane for the repatriation, with the flight scheduled to arrive at Aberdeen Airport shortly before 1400 hours on Friday. Members of the family and acting ALBA party leader Kenny McCaskill will greet the coffin on its arrival before the cortege departs to the family home in Stricken, Getty Images. Alex Salmond died of a heart attack in North Macedonia on Saturday. A private family funeral is to be held, followed by a public memorial event at a later date. In a statement, Sir Tom said, "Whilst he and I disagreed on some of his ambitions, Alex Salmond devoted his life to Scotland and the Scottish people, and as such he, and importantly his family, deserved the dignity and privacy of a private return to the home of his birth. Our deepest sympathy and thoughts are with his family at this time." He added, "To be clear, I remain resolutely apolitical." Sir Tom, from New Cumnock in East Ayrshire, started in business selling trainers from the back of a van but eventually built a property and equity business once valued at more than £1 billion. He continues to invest in companies, as well as running his charity, the Hunter Foundation. It is understood Sir Tom paid for the flight with his own funds, not through his foundation. He has previously donated funds to Labour, and backed them at this year's general election, PA Media. Members of the public have paid tribute to Alex Salmond in the Scottish Parliament. Tributes have been paid to former SNP leader Salmond, who died aged 69, from across the political spectrum in recent days. First Minister John Swinney has lodged a motion of condolence at Holyrood, while books of condolence have been opened in the Parliament for MSPs and members of the public to leave messages. The ALBA Party, which Mr. Salmond formed in 2021 and which he led until his death, confirmed on Wednesday a private citizen had stepped in to pay for a chartered flight. "Incredibly grateful," acting leader McCaskill, a former SNP cabinet colleague of Salmond, said. "The family was incredibly grateful for the support it had," he added. "It brings a great deal of comfort to Moira and other members of the family to know that he will soon be home with them. The family have asked that their privacy be respected at this time and will be making an announcement in due course about the funeral arrangements and a memorial service to honor the life of Alex Salmond." McCaskill also expressed the Salmond family's appreciation to the North Macedonian, Scottish, and UK governments. A Scottish government spokesperson said, "Over the last few days, the Scottish Government and UK Government have been engaging with Alex Salmond's family and working closely together in accordance with their wishes, to ensure the swift and dignified repatriation of the former First Minister to Scotland." They added, "The Scottish Government continues to engage with Mr. Salmond's family, and we stand ready to offer further advice and support, should it be required." Salmond's body to be brought home on private flight. Salmond was a man of the people, conference organiser. Scotland fans pay tribute to Alex Salmond with minutes applause. Scotland, Alex Salmond.